Hello everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Pikes Peak Auditor Podcast. Today we're going to feature a couple of stories that are in the YouTube news. News Now Memphis was arrested last night at the Federal Reserve, I do believe, out there. They arrested him. He just used some profanity at the police and they arrested him for disorderly conduct. That is illegal. And it seems that he's being released. I'm not sure if it's on bond or if it was just released because they figured out that they messed up when their phones started lighting up this morning. So I want to thank everyone for helping out with that effort, calling or donating to help get him out for the bond, if that's the case, if he ended up getting out on bond. I want to thank, you know, everyone that called and expressed their grievances towards these folks who just arrested a man, you know, just filming in public and exercising his rights to free speech. It's a shame that the police think that they're going to get away with this stuff and there's not going to be any recourse or any kind of reaction coming from it. This was live on the internet, you know, live at the time that it happened. So it's a shame to find that these people are just locking folks up for no reason, illegally detaining people for long periods of time for no reason. It's a shame. So I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be right back with Pikes Peak Auditors Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you once again for tuning in to the Pikes Peak Auditors Podcast. We're speaking about the injustices of the world today and what happens when you're just exercising your rights as an American and you go out and pick up your phone and just decide to take a picture or start filming in public. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes the police aren't aware that it's a lawful activity, so they come over and if you're filming near, you know, federal installations and things like that, they have the right to contact those who are taking photographs and video outside of federal installations, but they don't have the right to tell you that you can't or to lock you up for a legal and lawful activity. So we're going to go ahead and talk about Beaver City, Beaver County, Oklahoma. News Now Patrick was arrested this past Friday for filming in public on a public right-of-way on an easement, and he was filming a gas pipeline plant, which is not illegal because he was on the road, he was on the easement, and he was definitely in the right. The sheriff's deputy, I do believe, showed up out there, McNinn, and he proceeded to ask for an ID, and when Patrick did not give it to him, he then threw handcuffs on him within 5 minutes of being at the traffic stop. So the young man, Patrick, ended up in the hospital with an anxiety attack that day and was arrested and incarcerated for a while until he was bonded out. The conditions of his bond are kind of weird. They stated that nobody... Okay, so he has a following of over 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, so a lot of people like what he does, and some people called while he was arrested. So a condition of his bond was that we not call Beaver County at all, which is a violation of our First Amendment rights, again, over a man who was filming. So there's a lot to this. There's going to be new updates coming up soon. There is a rally being held currently in Beaver County, in Beaver City, Oklahoma. There is a few auditors out there. News Now OKC, Picture Perfect, and quite a few others. They are just exercising their rights in this community, and there are more people watching this live on YouTube currently than there is in the town itself. So imagine what they've gotten inundated with, you know, lots of phone calls, lots of inquiries, you know, news stations probably calling and trying to find out what in the world is going on out there. Why in the world would they arrest a man for filming in public, which is protected under the Constitution? So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Pike Speak Auditors podcast today. We will be back with another episode tomorrow. Stay tuned. Be safe. And don't forget, if you see something, record something.